how do you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men Podcast number 32. Yeah. Happy Easter. Happy 420. Dallas, Texas. We're all here. Sunday afternoon. Adam's awake. We're so excited. What?
You're awake.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
Susan Kamyab.
Yep.
With this chick. Chicksflix.com.
Yeah, you got it.
It's only double X, not triple X. Two
yeah,
X's, right?
Double X.
We're not all the way there yet. And Adam Conway with the Angelica.
Hey.
So, to our one listener, we've done these recasting these sessions before where we take a movie and we recast it if it was remade today, because there's so many remakes, and we like to hold a casting session if, you know, we like to see these people play these parts. And so we're taking one of the movies that should never be remade but is being remade by MTV Films.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you take a look at MTV Films, they've done some pretty decent stuff. You know, Jackass is MTV and...
I don't know about remakes.
I don't know about remakes. But we're going to recast or attempt to recast the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is probably, it's still in theaters today. Like, it still plays at midnight showings, and they get money from it. And this movie, you can't replace any of these people. It's one of the
best musicals
ever made, and it's literally one of the best movies ever made. And one of the things, like, how can you remake this movie? Because there's so many, like, stylistic, you know, technical flaws with the movie that it plays into it. But we're going to start. We're going to try this, and we're going to vote, and we'll post it online. You're going to start with the narrator, who was played by originally?
Charles Gray.
He's the guy who, you know, moves us along the story. For the narrator, I picked Pierce Brosnan. Because I want to see him get up in the time warp, get on the desk, and like, it's just a jump to the left.
I can see that.
Pierce Brosnan, who do y'all have?
I picked Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
That is Reliant Energy commercial. Hey, everybody. Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting.
It is. I went a little
outside the box.
Yeah.
Susan?
Because I didn't pick Morgan Freeman.
I picked Jared Harris, the guy that's like, he's a quiet one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, he just Roy looks Hardy like that guy. He looks like Charles Gray at
that
time.
That's, I like that.
The whole time I was like, you.
I'm going to go with Jared Harris right now.
And he has it, like, British.
I like Pierce Brosnan, not go with Matthew McConaughey.
I understand.
And Andrew?
I went with Ray Wise. He'd be good.
Ray Wise. Who's Ray Wise?
Ray Wise. He was the Devil in Reaper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I like him a lot.
Look at this picture.
Yeah, he looks really good.
He's got a great voice.
He does.
And, yeah.
But I'm going to go with Jared Harris on this. Jared Harris, totally.
No.
I'm going to vote Jared Harris.
I vote him.
What about you?
That's fine. I
go Jared Harris. That's pretty awesome. Moving on, Dr. Scott. Dr. Von Scott.
Oh, that was hard.
That's the guy in the wheelchair who gives counseling to Brad and Janet, who's originally played by, do you know who's originally played
by?
Yeah,
Jonathan Adams.
Okay, he's dead, I think. As well with the narrator, I think, is dead too. I picked Tom Selleck. Well, see, Tom Selleck.
No.
Why not Tom Selleck?
Right?
I picked Brian Cox.
I like that too.
Yes.
I think I'd rather see Tom Selleck, but I like Brian Cox.
I kept picturing, like, the guy, the grandpa from Gilmore Girls.
Like, he from Lost Boys, too.
Yeah, he looked pretty good, but I didn't pick him. I picked Christoph Waltz, just because I think I just think he should be in that movie.
I like Brian Cox better, though. Yeah. Yeah, but I like Christoph Waltz, though. What about you?
That's great. I had two people. I had John C. Reilly, just because I
That's funny. I can see
him. Because he's got to be kind of humorous. You can make him old. You can make him old. And then I'm going to stick with John C. Reilly.
All right. I'm gonna vote Brian Cox.
Okay, Brian Cox is the guy.
Super Troopers.
Who's this guy?
Super Troopers.
Is he in X-Men?
Yeah, X-Men 2.
Yeah. That's a good one. I think that one too.
Brian Cox?
Yeah.
Brian Cox. Brian Cox it is.
Nice.
Good job. All right, let's move on to Rocky, what's its named after, Rocky Horror Picture Show, the creation. Yep. The guy
I think we all have the same person on first.
Really? I picked Channing Tatum.
So do I.
I was like, yes, we are the same.
He has to be like a dummy, and like he can actually nail that role.
He could. He says almost nothing.
He doesn't have to talk. He just has to have a good body.
This is the end. He can play that same character.
That's honestly what I thought of. I thought of him in this is the end, and I was like, oh, that's
perfect. Yeah, that's exactly that was my reasoning.
Well, another option I had was Chris Pratt post working out for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, so. I saw
I'm going with Channing.
That's fine.
Got to do Channing.
Yeah. I'm
that's
that.
Amazing. That's almost rarely happens here. We all. I love Channing Tatum. All right. Moving on to Columbia. She was the groupie. She's the high pitched voice. I picked Emma Stone.
I didn't see. Or maybe Jane Levy from Evil Dead.
Well, I like Jane Levy too. I'd like to see them.
I thought also if we were doing, like, I was doing younger and older. If I did older, I was like, I thought of Julianne Moore. So, but
that's two roles.
But yeah. Jane Levy is who it was.
I had Kate Mara.
I like Kate Mara too.
Her a lot. She just
Kate Mara is good.
She can do
she's
that.
Coming
that's,
into her own
that's
too.
A good
she's,
one.
She's getting some really good roles now. Yeah,
that's like those. These three are like that's, ones I want to see.
Kate
Mara.
Is like,
I picked Jenna Malone. But after hearing Kate Mara, I may vote that one.
Jim Malone, I just can't see be that hype. It's fun,
no,
I couldn't. That one was like one of my hardest ones. That one and Dr.
I just think, yeah, Kate Mara is so versatile. I think she'll.
All right, I'm going to X out my Emma Stone.
I'm going
to do with
Kate
either
Mara.
Kate Mara or Jane Levy. I'm trying to think of which one. I'll do Kate Mara.
Damn it.
Kate Mara.
I really think she could go that wild,
too.
I really think so.
All right, moving on to Eddie, who was played by the lovable Meatloaf in the original.
He should reprise his role.
I had two.
I had two as well.
I picked either Nick Frost or Josh Gad.
I have Josh Gad.
You have Josh Gad?
And I have Jack Black as a backup.
I have Jack Black.
So wouldn't Nick Frost be amazing as Eddie?
Probably.
With his saxophone? How
well, if we're doing that, what about Nick Offerman?
I can't see Nick Offerman. I see
Duke Silver.
If y'all don't do Nick Frost, I would see Josh Gad doing this.
Josh Gad is my
Josh
Gad.
Josh Gad's good. I didn't even think of him. I didn't really want to pick
Who'd you
Jack
have?
Black. I had Jack Black,
Jack
but
Black?
I'd rather Josh Gad has.
What
like,
about you?
The whole thing.
Yeah,
Josh
I had. Yeah,
Josh Gad. It is.
I had Hugh Jackman games. 50
He's a song and dance man. That'd be awesome. Moving on to Magenta, the housekeeper.
This one was hard for
that
me.
That was hard too.
I went with Amy Adams.
Wow, okay.
With Amy Adams.
I picked Olivia Wilde, but I.
Ooh, I like
I,
her.
I went with Mia Wasikowski.
Wait, is that the girl from the.
Alice her? From Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Malin Ackerman, trophy wife.
Malin Ackerman. I like her, but she could also play Janet, too. But we're not there yet. All right.
But I think
you said Amy Adams.
I think Malin's
Amy Adams.
She got the range. She's so good.
I would say, I'm going to vote Amy Adams for me.
Because Amy Adams can actually sing. I don't know if Olivia Wilde can sing or not. I just,
so you're doing Amy Adams?
I'll go with your Amy Adams. My Olivia Wilde was solid.
Yeah,
I like Olivia Wilde. I guess Amy Adams. I like her in American Hustle.
All right.
That was her only good movie.
The Muppets?
Her only? Hey, Enchanted?
Enchanted, yeah.
Enchanted is great.
That's okay. A great movie.
James Marsden.
Man of Steel?
Awesome.
Nuts.
I hated Man of Steel.
Maybe
love Man of Steel. Love. We if you live, yeah, Gotti and Gwen.
I know Gwen put her like top five worst list.
Yeah, so she's our over 50 demographic, though, so it's true that she would hate it.
I hated it too.
Yeah, it was bad. I did not.
But yeah, I like it. But Amy Adams. All right, moving on to Riff Raff, who was originally played by Richard O'Brien, who actually wrote Rocky Horror Picture Show. I went weird with this.
Me too.
I had either Antonio Banderas or Hank Azaria be Riff Raff.
Totally
wow.
Really?
Antonio Banderas would be awesome.
I also kind of like Odd choices. Michael Fassbender. I almost said him.
I think he's doing a great job.
And also, who I could most likely see is Russell Brand playing Riff Raff.
I went with
I don't want him in the movie.
Tall, creepy dude. So I went with Stephen Merchant.
Of course.
I wonder if he could do that.
Stephen Merchant.
Easily.
I don't know if you can see
the elbow sex.
I went with Adrian Brody because he looked like he could be him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with Adrian Brody there, man. What? I mean, I like Antonian Banderas. Banderas would be so funny as Riff Raff.
The only problem is his accent, man.
He could change it.
I just think Adrian Brody kind of looks
like
I'm
going to do Adrian Brody. Riff Raff. I like Adrian Brody.
Yeah. He doesn't need any makeup is what you're saying?
Well, he's good to go. He just needs the blonde, dyed
hair. He's going to have a hunchback.
You know he'd nail it, too.
I keep thinking to the Drew Carey Show knockoff of that. Ryan Stiles is perfect.
All right, moving on to Janet Weiss, played by Susan Sarandon. I went with Jennifer Lawrence.
I had several. I had Gemma Arterton for kind of like she was in Hansel and Gretel and Byzantium. Like, since she is going to be in her lingerie the whole time, she does that pretty much in every movie she's in. I also chose Emma Watson.
Because of Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Because of, like, one of my...
But you don't see her act in that. You only see Ezra act in that.
Yeah. And then also Anne Hathaway, because we know she can sing.
Anne Hathaway?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Jeez. Fucker in her stupid ass... head.
I'm sorry. She's in the lead role now. I'm sorry, buddy.
She's not. I went with someone that can sing, too, and that really impressed me on Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago, Anna Kendrick.
Oh, my God.
She was so good.
I like her choice because she will play the timid person, but then she could probably play the...
Yeah.
At the end.
And she has a Broadway background.
And she's great. Yeah,
I'm going with that.
Oh, that's good. I may switch over. I obviously put Eva... I can't even say it.
Amuri, yeah.
Her daughter, Susan Sarandon's daughter, but that was just like. Mm. And besides her, I put Amanda Seyfried. More just like the doe-eyed eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like they have it, and obviously she has a musical.
Ooh, I like Amanda Seyfried. I might like that better than. Okay, Amanda Seyfried, and who was the other one?
Anna Kendrick.
She's doe-eyed too.
I think Anna Kendrick's a better actress.
Yeah, I think she's got more range.
Anna Kendrick then for Janet?
I'm gonna vote Anna Kendrick. She's my top favorite actress. I don't know anything about her.
She's really grown on me. Like,
right.
A few movies, I'm like, yeah,
and she's a nice person. She's awkward, but she's nice.
Yes. Anna Kendrick. All right, moving on to Brad Majors, asshole. Anytime Janet or Brad is mentioned in Record or Picture Show, you either say asshole or slut.
Oh, okay.
So Brad Majors, asshole. Played by who was originally? He was on Spin City.
Barry Bostwick.
I have Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I have him. I'm staying with him.
I have John Hamm because I think he'd totally do
it. He's too old.
Too old.
And James Marsden also.
He's too late. I like James Marsden, though.
But I do like... I mean, John Hamm could play, like...
it'd be hilarious in it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm still keeping with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but I do like John Hamm, though. What about you?
I think I went too old. I feel like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What with Christopher Plummer?
I also Jason Segel, but, yeah, I don't know if he could be...
Not Jason Segel.
Assholey enough.
I can't see him be the nerd like I can see him.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt
playing that like, what? The tire has a blowout.
I can just
damn it.
He can do that. Like he has that like over theatrics.
That SNL opening he did where he did the remake of the I can't remember that movie, but
he did the dancing
and the singing and the
It was the
we can make it a 50-50 reunion too. If we have Anna Kendrick.
It was good. Yeah, that's true.
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt. Oh, awesome. All right, that's it. All right, moving on to the best one, Frankenfurter.
Frankenfurter was played by Tim Curry.
I would want Tim Curry to play this role again because nobody can play it like him. He was so fucking good in that.
He needs someone new.
Yeah, he's big. He's had a stroke. You know, it sucks. But I hate to do this. I have two. I either have Alan Cumming or Sam Rockwell.
Whoa.
Sam Rockwell.
I also put Ezra Miller because he was great.
He was really good, but I think he's a little too young-faced for it.
And then I also put the requisite Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. I would want Hugh Jackman to come in and like do a table read. I want to see him do that.
But we know my Sam Rockwell. I just feel like he.
You know who also might be good is Neil Patrick
nail
Harris.
That.
He might, ooh, Neil Patrick Harris.
He might.
I don't know.
He can do it.
He could be Neil Patrick Harris.
The only thing about is he buff? Is Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris would be the hero. He'd be,
I feel like he's so skinny. I don't know. Maybe
he'd be the asshole.
Oh man, who do you have?
I put Johnny Depp or Jared Leto.
Definitely not Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I didn't want to put Johnny Depp. That was the thing. I was like, I don't want to put him because I feel like that's so. And all of a sudden, then Tim Burton signed
from
on.
From Jared Leto doing what he did in Dallas Buyers Club, he can do anything.
Yeah.
So it would be awesome. Maybe
and he
see
can
that.
Sing.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh man, there's so many.
But I actually
not Alan Cumming. What about Alan Cumming?
No, not Alan Cumming.
You're gonna cross him out. So we got Sam Rockwell.
I'm gonna vote Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell.
I think Sam Rockwell. I think he can do it.
I think yeah, he's got the range.
Can he sing at all?
Yeah.
Yes. He's got a beautiful baritone voice.
All right, Sam Rockwell. So that's it. So we've got in our remake of Rocky Horror Picture Show, we have Jared Harris, Brian Cox, Channing Tatum, Kate Mara, Josh Gad, Amy Adams, Adrian Brody, Anna Kendrick, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Sam Rockwell. I'm going to tweet all of you for our recast, and maybe Hollywood would see it and say, like, hey,
yeah,
let's do this.
You guys should make this movie for us.
But we can't replace the original because they're so good. But that's our Rocky Horror Picture Show.
With new songs by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, who? Oh, no.
Oh,
we'd have to have Richard O'Brien.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Well,
no. No. Justin Timberlake's last album was so lazy. It's terrible.
So lazy.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Miley Cyrus has some time right now since
she's
out a few songs.
Awesome.
Instead of Touch of the Touch, we should just put Lily.
I'm saying that we need Insane Clown Posse to do some sort of
stop.
Thing. Come on.
No.
You're not Juggalos with me?
One Direction.
One Direction. Okay, well, that is our podcast for the week. You can find us on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. We are the Multimedia Men. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
With the Angelica. Andrew Conway.
Hey, it's been fun.
And Susan Kamyab from ThisChicksFlix.com and Irving Community Television.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This was awesome. Until next week.
Yeah.
Do the time warp. Dance.